Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Can you believe that? My mind went straight someplace else. Straight someplace else. Not going to tell you where. Anyway, how is everybody doing? It is noontime in Cali. It is 3 o'clock on the East Coast. And I guess in Texas, it's what, 2 o'clock in Texas? And I guess in Arizona, maybe 1 hour? 1 hour? Anyway. How's everybody doing? It is noontime, and the sister, I just decided that she wanted to vent. Now, I don't know why, but, hey, sometimes we get like that. We want to vent. We want to cuss everything out. So without further ado, I'm going to pull her in, because she has been on hold for 2 minutes and 23 seconds. Now, the reason why she's on hold for that long is because she called in before the show started. She was, like, eager to be here and talk. Anyway, without further ado, let's go, Isis.
Good afternoon.
My dear, there she is. I'm doing quite lovely, although my blood sugar was up so high yesterday, I think I was about to stroke out. And today was a little high, but, you know, I kind of calmed myself down and, yeah, you know. There you go.
Okay, bummer. I am so sorry that you were sick. I really apologize for, you know, not being able to tap out your blood sugar or anything. But before I get started, I just need to go ahead and make this disclaimer. Delicious Me Productions and its associates operating under any other name or a subsidiary of any such is not responsible for the views, positions, or comments made during this show or broadcast that may offend or upset the general listening audience. If you have opinions, please dial 1-800 who gives a F-U-C-K and press 1. Someone will help you as soon as possible. Thank you. All right.
For those who don't know what spelling is, that's fuck. She's not going to say it, but I'll say it for her. She's the sweet sister. I'm the bitch. She made 1-800-FUCK.
Thank you so much. I just want to, you know, I'm bah humbugging Candy Crush, you know, Candy Crack, because it really, it sucks cock. It does. It will not give me the extra moves. And I know that so many of my friends and my supporters, they always send me extra moves. They always send me extra lives. And they never give them to me. It's like Candy Crack is over there sitting on its Candy Crack throne and saying, well, I'm not going to allow her to win this round because I feel like she does not deserve it. And they don't do me justice. They cheat. They cheat. They never allow me to advance to the next level. It won't let me mix the candy color bombs that I need, and it won't allow me to win the game. So I am about humbugging them officially. I have removed the app from all of my devices, and I am just on.
No, you haven't. Have you really?
Now. Yes. I removed the app. Yes, I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if anyone who plays Candy Crush sends me a request for lives or anything of that nature, I will not be responding to your request. So let it be known. I did make an announcement, but I want to make it official. I am boycotting Candy Crush for right now. I'm not really sure how long this hiatus will last. I'm not really sure if it will turn into something longer than a hiatus. I don't know. It just depends.
See, I got tired of Candy Crush a while back. Because after, first I played, and I thought, you know what, this is really fun. This is cool. New game, free game, cool game. Then after a while, I was like, you know what, fuck this shit. Because it was like, it would take you and you would think you're almost there, and then bam, nothing. Almost there, and then bam. It's like a girl on her prom date, you know, when she takes, mm-hmm. takes a little bit off, and then she goes, no, I don't want to. No, I don't want. That's what it reminded me of, like trying to act like it's going to give it to you, but then it really doesn't. So I've been away from Candy Crush for a while.
For some strange reason, I mean, I like the game. I like the challenge because I imagined Haji. You remember Haji from Richie Rich? You remember his sidekick, Haji? The one that used to ride the magic carpet? And I promise this isn't a racial joke, but, you know, I imagined this little boy, 9 years old, that was sitting there creating the mazes or creating the Candy Crush, you know, maze. And he's 9 years old. He's over there saying, I'm smarter than they are. And he's making all of these different hard codes and stuff. And I wanted to let him know that I'm smarter than a 15-year-old. I wanted to advance to the next round just so he wouldn't get the satisfaction. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Of all people, why Haji, though? I mean,
you know, Haji, everybody loved Haji. Haji was hot back in the day, girl. Haji was hot. Yeah, Haji used to sit on the little magic carpet, his little dark skin and everything. Oh, my God, he was sexy.
Oh, my
yes.
God, help me.
Yes.
Help me. Well, I don't play anymore, but I do send lives. As a matter of fact, I'm sending lives now. I see Blaze is stuck, 87 days of stuck being on the same position. That's just ridiculous.
15,000 days. I think my friend Yummy has been stuck on a round for like 15,000 days. And if it wasn't Yummy, it was maybe somebody else, but I don't have the app open anymore, so I can't.
How do you get stuck? How do you get stuck that many days? That's absolutely insane, seriously. Because I'm looking at 87 days. But then again, Blaze has a baby, so Blaze may not even be playing for 87 days. So that might be what her issue is. Maybe she's not even playing. Could be.
But 15,000 days, though, do they even have that many on the calendar? I mean,
who the hell gets stuck for 15,000 days? That's got to be somebody
understand.
Just not playing anymore. That has to be.
That's hard in Chinese math.
That has to be
it
somebody
is.
That's not playing anymore. Has to be. Jeez.
I don't know. Maybe it was Bomb. I can't really remember who it was, so I'm going to retract that former statement, but I don't have to because I made a disclaimer at the beginning of this segment, so I don't have
yep,
to say anything.
She did.
Now.
She did. She sure did.
Yes.
She sure did.
And the
one
other
thing
that
I wanted to vent on. Oh, wait. Go ahead.
The other thing I wanted to kind of vent on. You know, I'm just sick and tired of every time I turn around, I see this Paula Deen stuff all on my feed. You know, give her a break. I mean, she said the N-word. How many times do we say it? How many times did what's his name, Quentin Tarantino, say it or put it in his script? How many times did the people on FOX News say it, and someone's always getting their wrist slapped or their hand slapped or something like that? You know what? Fine. I think that they're doing the right thing. They're moving in the direction of where it hurts. They're hitting her purse. They're taking away her endorsement.
Right.
She's suffering enough.
Exactly.
She only has, like, she's going to really be living on a budget. You know, I remember whenever she first came out and she was talking about how she started her business, she was, you know, kind of peddling. She was peddling her sandwiches, her little egg sandwiches, and all the other stuff that she started making. You know, she was going from person to person during the week just to make ends meet after she and her husband split up. But now she's probably going to have to go back to that. But anyway, if she was smart, I'm pretty sure that she put away nicely a couple of nest eggs, and she's going to be living pretty large for a long period of time. So, you know, anything that we say or any of the slack that we're saying or feeling, you know, stop it. She probably doesn't even, you know, look at your feed or look at your little jokes and stuff that you put up. And some of them are quite corny. Anyway.
The thing is, I was going to do a show about it until someone actually posted you know, something that actually kind of got to me, and I thought maybe I shouldn't. The use of the N-word didn't really bother me too much. I know people going, yeah, right, but it didn't. Because my heritage, I'm actually half black. My father's full-blooded Seminole Indian. I hear, like, racial jokes about Native Americans, and it bothers me too. But the thing is that what bothered me is that the monkey statement, I don't think so much as the N-word, the nigger, does not N-I-G-G-A, but N-I-G-G-E-R. Not so much as that word, but the monkey references kind of bothered me because, to me, the N-word is all over the place. I mean, every once in a while, you'll see me slur it out, you know. So it's a word that's there. But the monkey references kind of got to me. That is what kind of got to me more than anything, the calling people your personal monkeys. But anyway, I won't go into that because that's going to be a show for probably tomorrow night. Because, like I said, I'm still going to do it, but just not attack her. I'm going to attack the whole racial issue, period. So, anyway, one thing that bugged me that I want to vent real quick, because we only have 30 minutes.
Another thing that bugs me is who decided to make a package that no one can get into? I mean, really. It says pull apart. You pull it apart, and it doesn't do anything. And then when you do pull it apart and finally get it to open, the contents spill all over the place.
And
I'm really – I want to sue them. I want to sue whoever it is that made me use that extra force to open a package that's supposed to just pull apart easily. I mean, that just kind of pisses me off. And I think I'm kind of in my – feelings right about now, but I think the term that I use is, I think my hormones are out of whack. Yeah, I think that's the term that I use.
Wait a minute.
Got... I was gonna make a salad, you know, for lunch, and, you know, I got ready to open up the package, and the package was, you know, not easily openable. It was not easily accessible, and you know, when I finally got the freaking package open, all of the contents, like, spilled all over the place. So then I got pissed off, and I don't want a salad. So, you know, I'm sitting here like, okay, what am I going to do? I cleaned the mess up, but, you know, now I'm looking on the name, on the list for names of people that may be responsible for the freaking package so I can write them some hate mail and let them know how upset I am about the packaging. You know.
I can't even go anywhere with that one. I'm like, whatever. I can't even go anywhere with that one. And we're going to take a minute break because, I got to take a break off of that one. We'll be right back. We are back. I had to actually look and see what if my salad contents was going to be easy to open up too. So anyway,
I'm telling you, you know, it just made me feel some type of way, you know. And I was wondering, I didn't sign up for this when I woke up this morning. I didn't, you know. I promised that I was going to just smooth sail through my day, and that just kind of was my bump in the road. That was my first bump in the road. So. And then there's this flaming guy, and you know, for those that may not really know me, on a personal note, it's okay because I really don't want to know you either. But I just wanted to just put this out there, for the flaming people, you know, the ones that just really just kind of they're all over everywhere, just flaming for no apparent reason. You know, they kind of get on your nerves sometimes and just rub you the wrong way. Everybody has a friend like that, and you just want to tell them to turn down just a little bit. but they don't turn down because they're so turned up until they can't really hear you, and you just want to pull them by their skirt and just pull them down, you know, and just say, shut up. Just shut up.
Fuck
yeah.
up.
Yeah, yeah.
And for those who are listening, when she says flaming, she doesn't mean gay. She means all over the place.
Yeah.
I know that when you use the word flaming, the first thing a person thinks is gay. But when she says flaming, she means just over the top with your vents, your broadcast, your bullshit. Because on my feed, I see it all the fucking time. It's just annoying.
Yeah. It's all get out.
It is annoying. It really is.
It's fire. It's just, you know, it's not even cute. It's not even sexy. It's not even approachable. It's just flaming. You just want to put a fire extinguisher to them and just, you know, just foam them out. Foam them out. Just foam them out.
I think it's just, if it's your friends, you kind of welcome it and like it and comment and yeah, go. But if it's somebody that you really don't know that's on your feed and not your friend, I think you kind of tend to be like, I don't give a fuck what you think. Fuck you. Who the hell you think you are? I mean, I'll admit that. I am like that.
Exactly.
If my friends ran a rave or talked shit about somebody, oh, hell yeah, I'm on team, you know, team friend. But if it's somebody that I don't know or if it's on my feed or just have me as a friend because I don't know why the fuck you have me as a friend, you just do, then normally I will kind of like, who the fuck is this bitch? Who the hell is she?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that,
all of that.
Is that wrong? Is that wrong to do that?
No, you're not wrong. You are not wrong. And for people, I've never been like a bandwagon jumper. And what I mean by that is if 10 people have an opinion or a view about a particular thing, I don't necessarily jump on the bandwagon just to say, oh, yeah, I'm agreeing because my friends say, you know, if it's wrong, it's wrong. I don't care. If
right.
I don't want to like it, I don't have to like it. And if I don't want to thumbs it up, I don't have to thumbs it up. And if you get upset because I don't thumbs up the things that you like, then you know what? 1-800, what you? Yes, that.
Fuck you.
Because, you know, I'm my own person. I don't really have to jump on the bandwagon for anybody else's feelings. If you're in your feelings, stay in your feelings. Go over there and suck your thumb, sit in your corner, and pee on yourself. You know, that's just the way I feel about it right now. Anyway, yeah.
Tell us how you really feel.
That's how I really feel.
Oh, my goodness!
Yeah. I just had a shaking my head moment.
I actually had a caller that wanted to talk about Paula Deen, and then as soon as I explained to them we were no longer talking about Paula Deen, they hung up. So, caller, just to let you know, we'll probably talk about Paula Deen since everybody seems to want this. This was like when I was going to do the Kardashians, and I kept putting the Kardashians off, and I lost some fans because of that, because I didn't want to do the Kardashian show. But after a while, I feel like they just got enough of promotion. They got enough. They don't need me to help them with it.
Really should have. That would have given you the over the top ratings that you need. Because who does that? Who does that to their child? Who names them a freaking direction? Like their last name isn't a direction enough. You know, and then you're going to give them more directions. Northwest.
I didn't really think that was true. Is that really true? I honestly thought that was just super duper bullshit.
You think it's
I
hype?
Really didn't think that was true. I think it's hype. I think it's just something to, because a lot of things I think that celebrities do, and we're not going to get on the celebrity, I'll just say this real quick, but a lot of things I think the celebrities do, I think they do it just to make us be like, okay, let's see what else they're going to do next. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I honestly think that's what it is. I think it's just like when you're in a bad relationship, you know it's a bad relationship, you need to get the fuck up out of it, but you stay in it because you want to see what the fuck they're going to do next. I mean, let's admit it. A lot of us have done it at least once.
Just describe my last two relationships. And I had a conversation with someone earlier that I had not talked to in forever, and we had the best conversation is kind of talking about, you know, mutual people that we knew and people that, you know, come in and out of your lives and stuff like that. And some people, you automatically know that they're not supposed to be in your life. You know that you're not supposed to associate yourself with them. But just for that same reason that you just said, you know, you want to see what the F they're going to do. You want to see what's going to happen.
Right.
So you just
exactly.
stick around because you're nosy, you're curious or whatever, and you want to find out what's going on.
Right.
And then you find out, oh, you know, I got all of this doo-doo on my shoes. It's trying to climb up my leg. It's time for me to get out because I don't want to die this way. Yeah. Because eventually it will consume
you. That's true.
You.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. you do want to see what the fuck is going to happen next. And it's sad to say, but I was in a relationship the same way. I wanted to see what the hell was going to happen next. And you do hope for a change, but it does. I think the same way it is with actors and actresses and people of entertainment. You want to see what they're going to do next. And you want to have something to say that, okay, these motherfuckers is worse than me because look what they did. Look what they
mm-hmm.
did. So I'm not as bad. Look what they did because I'm not as bad. Look what they named their kid. At least I named my kid I think you want to hate on them, and you do it by saying how crazy they are because it's like a train wreck. You don't want to look, but you do look. Or like if you pass by a wreck in the street and you see a car there and you don't really want to look, but you just automatically look to see, okay, who's hurt? Is everybody okay there? You're not going to get out of your car and help them. You know you're not. Your fucking ass don't need to be looking at it, but you still look. It's just like that. I think that's what it is.
You just want to be nosy and didn't want to
right.
and
exactly.
want to make sure that if the press comes, you're the first one on the scene. Well, I saw everything.
Right.
Well, I,
right.
You know, I was over there buying me some jujubes, and, you know, I was looking at my homeboy because he was reading the magazine, and I said, dude, what you doing? Nothing to do with the freaking wreck, but you're
right.
on
exactly.
news. They're talking about
exactly.
everything except what's important, really. That's something else that I wanted to rant about. People that have no knowledge of what's going on and are the first ones on the scene, on the first ones trying to report, oh, that just gets on my freaking nerves. It does. It just drives me into a different state. It does. And also, it was one other thing that I wanted to say, but I can't really remember it right now because, you know, I kind of interrupted myself from interrupting you, and I kind of forgot. So... in the process of saying all of that, I just want to say F that because it's a senior moment and I'm having those and, yeah, it's a fact of life.
So you don't remember what you were going to say? You don't remember?
Not at this particular moment. No, I don't.
She
so
does
let's move
this a
on.
Lot, people. She does this a lot. I'm just going to let you know right now. She does this. Quite a bit. She'll remember later.
Come on. Out of whack. They're out of whack.
I'm gonna have you start writing down what you're gonna discuss. That's what I'm gonna have you start doing. Because obviously, when you start, you get pissed off. You something else come in mind. You'll start talking about that instead.
But it probably wouldn't have happened if I had poured me a glass of that bomb Kool-Aid that I made. I made some of the bombest Kool-Aid. Oh my goodness. The Kool-Aid was so good, you just close your eyes, you're drinking it.
Long.
This is not
Kool-Aid
South Carolina, I promise. But, you know, it just, it's so good. You just, and then when it's gone, you're like,
stop
what,
it.
It's over? I reached the bottom? Where's the rest of it?
Anything. Since last night.
I'm doing NGR, woo-hoo, and my sissy prilly. We're holding the title of Miss Greek 2013.
Yes.
Can I say that on air?
Yes.
I said it on air.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. We're going to actually see them probably. I think I'm going to do a show with them coming soon with Frilly as well as Peaches and the other young lady who were the runner-ups, you know. So proud of all of them because the ladies, you know, that's a long time. I don't think I can stay
yes.
in focus that long. I really don't
yes.
think I can stay in focus
yes.
that long. So that's, you know, that says a lot. And we've actually had the title twice. We had the title prior with Screamer. She actually is NGR too, and Yummy held the runner-up. So two of our sisters last year were runner-up and winner, and then this year winner was Philly. So we're proud of her. We really are. That's how
right,
she's shining
right.
little star right now. And she was so humble Oh my God! It just made me feel so good that we won. We really did. And shout out to all my NGR sisters as well as my high society sisters. I'm sure they're going to be listening to this and laughing later on too, like they always do. They think I'm crazy.
But anyway, shout out to Prilly, who farts words and walks by marshmallows. We always say that about her. She's the nicest.
She does.
She really is. And she has the sweetest voice. Oh, my God. I just love her. Every time she's around, you know, you just feel all the love. She really just is a very genuinely sweet person, and I really love her. I'm glad that she's
my sister. She is, but she's also a stick of dynamite. Don't get it. Anyway, that's another
right. You have to watch out for those. Those salad bombs? Okay, they'll take you out in a minute.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
They will take you out in a minute. Don't get it twisted. It's a lot of them in there, too. It's a lot of them in NGR, you know. And there are some things that just because I don't do anymore, don't think I forgot how to do them. You know what I'm saying?
No
comment. On that note.
No comment. Well, we only got less than 4 minutes, believe it or not. I knew we should have been an hour. 30 minutes is just not long enough for us. It really is. I always go 30 minutes, and then I'm always need the time. But I think she has to do something. But one thing I did want to say, this morning the husband and I were talking about shows that are upcoming, and I was reading something about an NFL player. I'm going to say this real quickly, that killed someone, and my first thought was like, why? How did you think you're going to get away with that? So a coming up show is going to be people who murder and think they're going to get away with it. Because to me, that shit boggles my mind. I'm not going to get in detail about it right now, but especially when you're a public figure, what makes you think that you're going to do a murder and get away with it? I know a lot of them do, but you know what I'm saying. So we're going to talk about that. We are going to talk about Paula Deen. I'm thinking about maybe tomorrow. Maybe talk about Paula Deen and racism and all that other good stuff. when I say
Bob
good stuff, I'm
being
for
this whole hour. I mean, she took away like a whole hour and 19 minutes of my life for me to watch this whole documentary. You know what I'm saying? And, I'm ranting about that because
I haven't watched it yet.
It's good. I will not take anything away from it. It's really good, but I felt like I was back in school and it's the summer. I mean, beach, shopping, hanging out, pizza,
right.
Friends,
right.
Not learning, duh. So, Bomb is our eccentric, what would you call it? She's our, the person that, our knowledge person. Yeah, she's our go-to knowledge person. So, yeah.
She is definitely that. She and a good friend of mine named Dina, her name is Scarlet Angel in game, very, very informative, just stays on it like you wouldn't believe. And Bomb is the same way. She is my goddaughter. Same way. She, just like I just said, she is informed. Anything you bring up, the little heifer knows. Dina's the same way. Anything that I bring up, she knows. And I think the reason why is because they both read a lot. Something I don't do anymore. I don't read.
Yeah.
If it's not audio or it's not visually for me, like I can see it, then yeah. I don't normally read. And that's bad because I used to read a lot.
It doesn't mean that you're not informed.
Isis needs to stop because Isis is called Big Sister Knowledge for the simple fact this heifer is a damn teacher. So she knows. She's trying to act low-key like, and I really don't know. She knows.
That doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm thinking about just becoming a woman of leisure, and that's another show. My auntie, Renee India, shout out to Renee India and Renee India Design.
Shout out Renee.
My mama and my Papa Jen, Raven, and Soma Jen.
We only got 40 seconds, 39. Everyone, I love you, Sugar Kisses. We will be on air tomorrow night, so make sure that you listen in. This was our vent session. We may start doing this a little bit more often. If you guys want to write us and, you know, give us a little something for us to vent on, we would definitely do for you. I'm going to be doing a new segment called Ask Sugar. Yeah, I know. Ask me anything you want. I may not answer it, but hey. Anyway, love you all. Sugar Kisses. Say goodbye, sis.
Love you. Yes, by now. Thank you.